Blog Talk Radio.
Just kick a little something for them cars that be bumping.
Yeah, Doc D, D-Real, Later Thor, those days, the remix, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hit number one if you want to say something. We got 714. Talk to me.
What up, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
That's Lainey. Hold on, KD.
What's up, Lainey? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. How you been?
I'm good, man. You know, just trying to keep everything moving, man. You know, just trying to stay up on this music thing, man. What's good with you, man?
Same thing. Just doing my thing, doing shows out here in San Diego.
Hey, man, performing. Let me know about the shows you're doing, man. We'll come support.
Okay. Definitely, I will. I'll get you all the dates. I'll email them to you.
Yeah, definitely do that, man. Email me the dates, pictures, whatever you got, man. Let us know what you're doing. Hey, 760, who we got there, man? Speak at me.
What's up? This is J.O.
What's up, J.O.?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling in, brother. I definitely appreciate the support and the love, man.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling in, man. We're going to play one of your joints in a minute here, man, if you can hold on 1 second, brother. I got my guy Lionel with us. Lionel, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with the Rock the Economy? How are we looking on that?
The Rock the Economy is a movement, man. It's not one show. You know that. It's a whole bunch of events. So who am I speaking to? This line there, is this J.O. asked that question?
J.O.
This J.O. I'm just wondering if we're still going to be doing it, hitting that May show.
Oh, I don't think the May show. I think the May show has been put back, man, but you're still in the mix, though. But I'm going to holler at you about that in a minute. Line
okay.
A. Line A.
Yo, what up?
Okay, man, here's one for you, my brother.
What's that?
Line 8 Daffy all the way from San Diego with Distant Love. What's up? This your boy K Diddy with I Am Envy. My boy Most Cool will be along shortly.
Hello?
Hello?
What up?
What's good?
Hey.
What's good?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, that sounds like J-Love.
Now, I'm actually Cammy, one of the Rock the Economy performers. How you doing?
What's up, man?
It's all good. Just go ahead and say hi. How's it going?
Appreciate your call, man. Listen, man, we don't have your music uploaded, man, as I do something for you, man, but definitely, man, stay tuned to us, man, and give us a little while, man. Maybe next week this time, you know, we can just do a whole little thing on you. I haven't had
your
music yet. So definitely appreciate your call, man, and your support.
Not a problem. Anytime, I think.
I'm looking for Most Cool. Where you at? Where you at? Is this you?
It's me.
Yeah.
We just having a good time here. We got my boy Tommy on the line. We got some of the other We've been playing some music, having fun.
Yeah. It's all good. But thanks. I just want to also to thank everybody for.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling, man. And pay attention. Stick with us, brother, because we definitely going to keep the music playing.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. It's all good. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah. It's your boy, Lil Mickey. Back at it. To the productions, baby. Now, all the ladies got to get the fuck up to this one.
You wet it with water? You glass?
Tell me what's good out there in Radio Land. Tell me what you're doing.
Hey.
You want to build these ones over here?
Ooh, they're cheap. Putty.
Hello? I don't know. I mean, I don't know who we're talking to. Is this J.O.?
Yeah, this is boy J.O.
All right. Well, holla at me, man. You're quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I appreciate you playing that song, man.
I know. I've been in the studio, I heard lately.
Yeah, a little bit. Staying grinding. Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. Keep making music.
Anything going smooth with that?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's great. Everything's wonderful. I'm just holding out, waiting to see what's up.
All right. Well, hold on, man. We got another caller here, man. Let him up in here. I guess he's already up in here. 714, who's that, you, Ryan A?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, Diddy. On the video, is it already edited? The one that last show we did?
Oh, man, they still working on it, man. They should have it done shortly, man. I mean, they trying to get it together diligently, man. It was a lot of footage, man, and they had a lot of stuff to kind of go through.
I can't wait to see that, man.
You know, my boy, Most Cool, where you at?
Right here. You got me?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, they're still collecting data from the concert, so it's going to be a minute, but we'll let you all know when we got everything up so you can check it out.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, Tua, got a call at 205. Who is this, man? Speak to us.
Oh, let me let him in. Go ahead. 205, you live. Hello?
All right,
let him out.
Yeah, he got some background noise on 205. We're going to have to put him on mute.
Yeah.
Mute.
Okay. Well, tell him hang on, just listen to the show, but we're going to keep playing some music, man. We're going to keep it moving, man, and then we're going to check back. I'm looking for my boy Frost to call in. I know he'll be here in a minute. Also, we have a couple other surprise guests that's going to be calling in and bless us with some knowledge and tell us what's happening in their music world. But in the meantime, check this one out.
Cause I don't wanna feel so sad.
What's everybody? It's your boy K Diddy on I Am Indie. Call in number 347-308-8747, and we just grooving on this beautiful day. Just checking out some of this lovely independent music, man, and just feeling all the talent we got out there. So, we going to keep it moving. 421, who we got? Talk at it. Push 1 if you want to say something. Can't hear you. Let us know that you're there, and we will bring you in. Holla at us. Got a request, let us know what it is. You got a question, tell us what that is, too. And we might have an answer for you.
Looks like you got a caller at 760-669. Caller, are you live? What's up?
Hey, 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 what's going on, MC Frost, man? Just showing love. How's everyone doing?
Doing good, little brother. How you doing?
All right, man. I'm glad to be on today.
What's up, man? You know, we got you loaded up, man. You got some fire, boy.
Yeah, I appreciate the love and support for that.
Shoot, I know, man, and we're down with you, brother, and we appreciate the love and support, man. We don't even have guys like you with the talents you got even coming forth, man. I know we talked briefly a little bit earlier off the air, and we kind of touched on some industry issues and some concerns that you have. You know, you might want to make mention of those, because I'm sure some other listeners that probably, I'm sure they could benefit of had some similar concern. So, you know, it's one thing that we, you know, we try to do here on I Am Indie, man, is try to give a little knowledge as well as, you know, play music and share views that other people could, you know, benefit. So, having said that, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. You know, my first question would all, you know, be, and this would probably be everyone's, you know, question. Being an independent artist, you know, I'm confused right now of doing, you know, an independent thing or signing to a major label. Right now, I mean, with Lamont, you gave me some, you know, good knowledge also telling me, you know, you're pushing units first and, you know, making a name for yourself. You know, I was unaware of that, you know, because I did not know that record labels, you know, are look for people that are ready, you know, got a fan base that's already, you know, out there. Right now with my music, you know, I'm pretty known in Southern California. So, you know, I just, if you guys could put some input on that part, you know, as far as, you know, what should I do on, you know, as far as that?
Well, the trend has definitely changed, you know, since, you know, Cash Money, you know, since P. Diddy started doing his thing, since actually, you know, we'll go back as far as, you know, Master P, you know, and even you can take it back a little further than that, man. I mean, the majors stopped really giving up signing bonuses, really, you know, a long time ago. You know, they start cross-collateralizing them with a lot of other projects, a lot of other stuff they do for artists on his label, and they recoup it. So it automatically, the artists start off in a negative. But, you know, with the loss of a lot of the mom-and-pop stores, with the distribution stuff changing, the majors don't even want to gamble no more. You know, if you're a proven artist with a track record, or you're working with a production company with a track record, or a known producer, they're more inclined to work with you because you have the ability to, you know, sell units. But without having a proven track record or sound scans to back you up, you know, they don't even want to take a gamble, and they just can't gamble no more. That's why they're doing deals with people that have already sold, you know, units, can already have, you know, already have a market, already have a fan base. And they're quick to do a label deal with those guys and put the money behind them because it's better to be part of something that's already winning or part of something that you may not know is going to win at all. So that's kind of what's happening. So that really puts the pressure and the power back in the independent's hands because if you blow up, you blow up because you did it all, own it all, you know what I'm saying? But if you don't, you know, you kind of lose by yourself, and that's kind of like what's happening at the end of the day.
Most definitely, most definitely. I mean, one, you know, a few years back, I noticed a lot of guys, a lot of artists, you know, they push their CDs out the trunk. To me, I always wondered, why are they doing that? What's the benefit? Are they just trying to get, you know, a little money in their pocket, or are they doing this for promotional use? You know,
Let me tell you this. Actually, it's for both, man. And think about this. If you don't believe in yourself, how could you expect the next man to believe in you?
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe enough in your ability, enough in your talent to get out there and try to move your own stuff, how could you expect the next man to do it? So it does one of two things. One, it's a humbling thing. Two, it's your project, and you should be trying to sell it because that's your money. You know what I'm saying? Three, it's promotion because you just touched one more person that didn't know you the day before. You know what I'm saying? Now they see you as a cool guy. You know, you personable, you humble. They can talk to you. They don't see you as a big head, egotistical guy that they don't want to give you no money.
Definitely, I'll keep that in mind. That makes a lot of sense.
So you know, it's real simple, man. Love what you do, do what you love, and the money will come to you. Well, we got a couple of callers. This is I Am Indy. Press 1 if you want to say something, you know, let us know. You know, we'll let you in the conversation. We got MC Frost on the line. You know, we got my boy, he's off of choir today for something. But, you know, if you got something to say, push 1 and holler at us, you know, and hopefully, you know, we could, shed some little light on the situation. If nothing else, man, we can play some of this good music for you.
I'm just listening to you do your thing, man. K. Diddy in the house. I'm listening to you, you know, run stuff. We got Lonnie online on 347-731. Lonnie's in New York, and I know he's an artist out there. Lonnie, you're live, man. If you want to say something, just kick in. I know you just checked in, so you're new to the show. But we were talking about artists signing with majors or try to do their own thing, selling CDs out the trunk. I mean, if, you know, you got any opinion on that, go ahead and share with us.
I mean, I definitely agree that it needs to be done. You know, major labels are definitely searching people that's doing their own thing already. And, I mean, honestly, I think, you know, with the right network and connection, you can do it yourself regardless. You know, you just have to hustle enough and have a right, you know, have a goal in mind to where you're trying to go. And stay focused with that. You can't just, you know, doing it today, not doing it tomorrow, you know, sitting around for somebody else to give you something. You have to take it yourself.
The truth of the fact is that the whole model, distribution and marketing model, has changed. And mainstream is just trying to hang on to the dynasty that they once had. I mean, they used to own the business. And with the development of the CD player and the CD burner, that just disappeared. So, you know, it's like any other huge industry. It's like the oil industry. We're looking at different sources of energy for our transportation, heating and cooling and all that. The oil industry doesn't want to go away. There are a lot of people who've bet their lives on it. So, like you said, Lonnie, and like DJ Frost was saying, you know, you got to get out and hustle your own thing. Same thing K. Diddy was saying. And by the way, just to give you a little bit of credential on K. Diddy, he is the CEO and president of World Movement Records, and this brother has platinum and gold on his walls. You know, he's done it. He's been there. He's been in the business for, well, I don't want to tell you how long he's been in the business, but when the Lord said, let there be light, he's the one that hit the switch. So he's been around. So you got a good source of information here. And if you got any questions for him, you know, hit him up.
Exactly, because what we like we said, we're trying to do on the show is really, man, you know, give some love, give some knowledge and some insight, you know, on this independent highway, because actually we are in control right now, bro. You know, the only thing that the majors really have more than, I guess, your average or your everyday guy is they do have some deep pockets, so that means whatever we do, they can do a little bit more on the promotion and marketing end, but in terms of turning out, getting music, getting it to the consumers, We got the same tools. We can do it the same way.
Exactly.
And it's a good thing because it really gives us the power. Y'all listeners, y'all are listening to I Am Indy. Hit us up, 347-308-8747. And please hit number 1 if you want to say something so we can let you up in the conversation because we want to hear from you. My boy Frost, where you at? You still there?
Of course, man, of course, just listening to everyone. You know, the question I got for you is, my main concern is a lot of guys in the past couple months, you know, they've been offering me a contract. What my manager's been saying is an entertainment lawyer. Could you guys give me some advice on that? How much is an entertainment lawyer to, you know, read over the contracts? Or is that a good option to have a lawyer? Or, and I just have like a random, like my uncle or my mother? I mean, would it be better if a lawyer takes a look at that, or what do you think about that?
Well, that's almost a no-brainer, man. You wouldn't go to, you wouldn't take a boxer to somebody to teach how to, you know, do dog tricks. That's a bad example. But my point is, you know, an uncle or aunt, unless they've been in the game, in this game, I'm not saying just business in general, because a lot of people make that mistake. They think because they're good in business, they could apply that same knowledge to the entertainment, to the music business, and they can't. You know, it's a totally unique animal. Things are not done the same over here if you were in the dentist profession or if you were in a restaurant business. Just because you're a good businessman does not mean that you're a good entertainer or an entrepreneur in the entertainment business. I've seen a lot of people, man, lose every dime they got trying to play over here because they think they're just good in business. So I guess the point to that is it's always good to have an entertainment attorney read over an agreement if you have that wherewithal to do so. And there are some entertainment attorneys that won't charge you to read over, you know, a simple agreement. You know, if you come in there with 10, 15, 20, 25 pages, which a contract shouldn't be anyway, but if you come in something like that, it's something different. But if it's an entertainment attorney and he's interested in working with you, you know, he'll give you that advice, man. But it's always good to know the game that you're playing. Learn the rules before you play the game.
Hey, Frost, I want to jump on the end of that. I was talking to a manager the other day, and if you are seriously considering a contract, you cannot afford not to have and I say seriously considering signing. If it's something that you're considering putting your name on, you cannot afford not to have an entertainment industry attorney, not just an attorney, but an entertainment industry attorney check it out for you. The manager I talked to said that she has a deal with her people where she gets 10% or 20%, something like that, of what they do when they're with her. But if they leave her in the contract, she gets 90% of what they do. Now, that's in those 25 pages K. Diddy was talking about. So if it's something that sounds juicy and you're thinking, I might want to sign this, dude, spend the money, have an attorney, an entertainment attorney, very specifically. I mean, you wouldn't go to, you wouldn't take your, if you were going to, you know, in a criminal case, you wouldn't take it to a traffic attorney. So get a specialist, because you're talking about basically putting your life and your career on the line. K. Diddy, you agree with that?
Oh, most definitely. That's exactly what you're doing, man, because some things are easy to get into and hard to get out of.
On that note, you also got to consider groups like TLC. You know, they had someone, and they still got screwed over. So you got to, like, go to the right people also. You can't just choose any old person that's an entertainment lawyer. You know, if it's their first year, you might want to consider not going to them or, you know, because they got screwed over royally with their deal.
Check it out.
Well, let me just say this. I know every situation is unique. You know, I done heard stories about TLC. I done heard stories about, you know, Tony Braxton, you know, and I done heard all that. But, you know, being on the label side, I know how that works, and, you know, what a lot of artists don't understand, a label is just another name for a bank or an investor. And when they put out money on a project, they get their money back first. You know what I'm saying? When they recoup, they get their money back. But see, what a lot of artists do, and again, they don't even do that no more for this main reason, you know, when they was giving artists those big signing bonuses and they go out and buy these big, beautiful homes and 20, 30 mink coats, you know, and $10,000 dresses that they only wear one time and shit. And then when the money run out, you know what I'm saying, and their albums, their sales start petering off and they go back to the label looking for some more money, and the label say, no, we can't give you no more money right now because we ain't even got this back. Then all of a sudden the label ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? That's when those stories start. You know, so in the beginning, if the labels would have made it clear, look, we're going to invest money in your promotion and the marketing. We are not giving you no signing bonus. I'm sorry you can't go buy your mom a new house today, but if we do this, you know, 6 months from now, when we ain't recouped this money, you won't be able to go around putting all this bad press on us either.
So, you know, I understand it from both sides. So right now I would tell any independent to stay away from that. You know, the money should be going in their promotion and marketing. That way you won't owe nobody a whole bunch of nothing. So when your music starts selling, guess what? You get the money.
You talking about sales, but we had Tavi and we had Augie, you know, and these cats have been in the business forever. You know, we're talking about, you know, Lakeside and Side Effects, so, you know, you guys might not even heard of these groups. But they've got tunes that are now cover tunes. So you talk about a contract, a cover tune will pay you for the rest of your life. If you have a contract with a manager or a label, and, you know, that contract's going to tie into those cover tunes, you know, you have a hit, that hit will pay you for the, you know, that's your retirement. So you definitely want to make sure that, that you're straight and that you being the talent and the creator, the author, the father, mother, you know, the person who birthed this work of art, you want to make sure you get compensated for it and that you don't get taken advantage of. And that's worth an investment up front in good legal counsel. I mean, you can go to Kmart and buy glasses, but, you know, if you got bifocal, trifocal vision, you know, you want to go to a specialist. You wouldn't have, you know, Pee Wee Herman doing brain surgery. You know what I'm saying?
And always know this too, brother. I mean, look out for the team, man. Because a lot of cats, man, they have a tendency to want to misuse people, and that negative karma always come back. But to be really successful in this business, you got to have a team, and everybody got to play their position, and that's really important. You got to have a team. Everybody needs to play their position. And that way, when you get a hit, when you get a score, when you get a point, guess what? Everybody eat. Everybody eat. That's important. It keeps out all the BS. It takes out all the animosity. It takes out all that. Damn, man, I'm just running off at the mouth. Check this out. Y'all listen to I Am Indie. Got Biz. The call-in number is 347-308-8747. It's your boy K. Diddy and Most Cool. We got my boy MC Frost on the line. So check this out, man. Let's hear a little bit of music. How about that? Let's hear a little bit of Frost.
What I want y'all to do for me right now, close your eyes, bow your head, and know the person that you lost, you never lost them. They're right there in your heart, and that's real. I wrote this song for my best friend's dad. Ever since he left, it's been so sad. Sitting reminiscing and I still don't understand why did God take away a hard-working man. He did whatever he can to be the best father on this land. I wish I could have just shook his hand and let him know he was the definition of a real man. It's so hard to say goodbye every time I look into your son's eyes. I can see a piece of you and that's no lie. He got pride inside every time he cries. I know you're standing by your side telling him to dry your eyes, there's no need to cry. You got your angel wings and you're ready to fly to a much better place, even though we can't see your face. I know you stay in that special place, right next to his heart. That's where you always lay and stay. Even though you're gone, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, I won't cry, but I'll be missing you. We'll be missing you. Even though you're gone, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, I won't cry, but I'll be missing you. The day your dad said goodbye, your teardrop fell from your eye. You just have to look up in the sky. You don't ever have to wonder why. There's a reason why God shut his eyes. You just have to keep faith in your life and know that your dad's with Jesus Christ. I know he misses his kids and his beautiful wife. One day you shall all reunite in the afterlife. All we got left on this earth is memories that we'll cherish with pride. While I'm writing down these lyrics, I can hear the Holy Spirit telling me he is forgiven. Your dad is in heaven still living, looking from up above. So when you see that white dove, know that it's your dad showing you love, giving you and your mother and sister a hug. His love will never be under the rug. I know sometimes it seems rough, but never give up. He'd rather see you with your chin up, so never look down while the world's spinning around. Your dad's rocking the kingdom with his crown. Even though you're done, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, I won't cry, but I'll be missing you. We'll be missing you. Even though you're done, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, let us pray. Those who believe, shall not perish, but have for everlasting life. So you don't ever have to think twice. Know that your loved one's in a better place. Rest in peace. My condolences.
Wow, that was my boy Frost, man. That joint was hot, dude. I mean, that had definitely had a lot of feel, a lot of flow, a lot of emotions, man. You know, definitely tell us about that one, man. I mean, what caused you to write that, man?
Well, I say a few months back, my best friend's dad, you know, he passed away. He's in a better place, of course. My friend asked me for the funeral because they were doing this little slideshow thing at the reception. You know, basically to, you know, maybe you could do a song for us. You know, it took me about 2 days, man. I put a lot of thought into it. And, you know, I also had my producer, you know, be on the hook with me. And, you know, we did the best we can, man. And like when I say when I write music, I don't just write music for the clubs and talk about, you know, gangster stuff, gangster this, because I'm not, man. I just write what I feel and what's really happening in my life. You know, and they were very... how can I say, man? They shut P. Diddy's song off, man, at the funeral, man, and they threw that song on, and, you know, just right there was the best feeling of my life, man, to hear my music out there at my boy's funeral. And, you know, all I got to say is rest in peace, David Light, you know?
Yeah, well, man, that was nice. That was a nice piece, man. Really touched
Thank
me.
You.
Yo! Y'all listen to IamIndy.biz. Holla at your boy K Diddy and Mo's Cool. You know what I'm saying? We here just talking to MC Frost, chopping up about the music business. We're talking about attorneys and the need for them. You know, some people say, you know, attorneys is lower than whale, you know, poop. But on the other hand, what can we do without them? You know, they do play a major function. Matter of fact, if you shopping, some music. A lot of companies will not accept unsolicited material. So therefore, you need to have an attorney, manager, or a production situation for a lot of companies even to look at you. And then they still want to know how many units have you sold lately. So,
you know, we talked about that on one of the other shows, you know, how they're not going to MySpace, Facebook, places like that, you know, seeing how many friends you have, how many listens you have, and that type of stuff. And I'm glad that we have this opportunity to hook up old school cats like, you know, like yourself and Tavi and Augie, you know, with the young cats to show them how to really to survive and to take over this new model. Speaking of Tavi, I was wondering, K. Diddy, if you mind, if we play one of his songs, you know, just want to kind of show some of the production value and some of the, you know,
of course, by all means. Tell the listeners one more time. For y'all that want to chime in or have something to say in the conversation, please push one. Let us know that you're there. You know, we see some numbers, we see some listeners, so please feel free to join in. In the meantime, we finna listen to Tavie from the group Lakeside.
Yeah, I was gonna play You're Not the Only One. The other thing is, if you wanna play your music and talk about your music, shoot me an email. It's Reg, R-E-J-J, at IEA.biz. That's R-E-J-J at IEA.biz. Send me an MP3. Hopefully send it before the show so I don't have to try to load it while we're, you know, in the show. But I'll try to do that as well. And we want to hear what you're doing. We want to get your shout out, let people know what you're up to, and, you know, and share your music with the world. So here's Tavie, and it's You're Not the Only One. And there was a story behind this. I'm going to let K. Diddy tell a story after we play the song.
You're not the only one who can make a holler, make a scream. The
you know, this is what you're going to do. You're going to be in the game, and you got to play it fair. You got to be right about the game.
Don't be caught with your drones now. Acting like she's lucky to be around. Like you don't know the woman that you found. Leaving her alone while you roll around in your Lex and while you're flexing. A player in the corner is checking. See if she's kept unprotected, disrespected, and just right for a little creep. Yeah,
you're not the only one.
You're not the only one. Give her all she needs, and you'll be the lonely one. Yeah.
Don't think you're the only one.
Don't think you're the only one.
Cause you can listen to a
keeper
like me.
Say that you're running things. Told her everything she knows about anything. Said you made her the woman she is today. And you're confident she won't go away.
Yes, you are.
But then he comes creeping, knowing all the time that you're sleeping. Start putting in the work that she's never felt. And now you've made a woman for someone else. You should know. You're not the only one.
Did it lose you?
Well, wow. No, man, I don't know. Well, something's going on with the music. But anyway, we back when I am Indy. Holla back. This is your boy K. Diddy and Most Cool. We was playing some music, but something happened. I don't know. Sounded all right for a minute. Then it got crazy. Got MC Frost on the line. We were talking about some industry biz for those who just joined in. If you want to say something, please hit number one. We're talking about the need for entertainers. I mean, entertainment attorneys. It's hot outside, y'all. But we talking
you
about
you inside, dog. What's that got to do with outside?
Anybody ask you that? Anyway, we got a caller 760. Like, what's up, man? Talk to your boy K Diddy, my man, Most Cool on the line. What's up with you?
What?
I don't know. Somebody left us.
I can't take it anymore.
I know, man. What is that? Yes, we talking about some good stuff. What's up? What's up? What's up, Frost? What's going on, man? Got some more of your music here.
Last thing I said, when I also said, you know, should I give the contract to my uncle or mom? What I meant by that is my uncle, he's been in the criminal justice for 14 years, but he works on the criminal side, and he was telling me, you know, I could take care of that for you and look over that. But the same way, my manager's telling me to, you know, have an entertainment lawyer. I mean, he's not some dude off the street. He knows his things, but as far as the music business, I don't think he knows so much. So that's what I meant by that.
Yeah, well, he don't. Let me tell you, your uncle, man, I'm sure he may be all that and then some in the criminal business, but like I was saying, if he's not in the entertainment business, he could do you more harm than good, man, because I'm just telling you, it's a whole different game, and the rules over there are not the rules over here. They just don't apply. If you don't know this industry, you don't know this industry. You can't fake it. You know, I mean, that's why they have attorneys that specialize in different fields. They're good at their field, you know, but they're not good at this. So he can do you more harm than good, not on purpose, but unintentionally, you know what I'm saying? So you still need to talk to somebody to know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, right, you got to listen to the man.
And usually family is the worst people. And when I was doing artist management a lot, I used to run into that all the time, you know, when I would deal with artists, you know, and I'd be giving them the benefit of me bumping my head over the years with getting hickeys, you know, and losing thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, trying to learn the business. And I would give them the benefit of my education, and then they'd turn around and go ask their uncle the next door that's a damn carpenter. You know, and to me, that's insulting. You could have just asked him at first, you know, and not waste my time. Because I know what I'm talking about. But he's a carpenter. There's no way in the world he could know the difference between a production company and a label, how they interact with the management, how management act with the distributors and the retail and the marketing outlets and all the other, you know, components that go with that. He just wouldn't know that if he haven't done it himself. So we're still back to square one. Deal with the people that know about what you're trying to do.
Definitely. Yeah,
but
I would like, what I would like
man,
to say
I've been in every business from air traffic control to a zoo guide. There is no business like the entertainment business, period.
There's no business like show business. There's no business I know. You remember that song? That might have been over your head, too, though.
You're despicable.
Most definitely. All I got to say, man, to all the fans out there and all the entertainment artists that are listening, every time I call this radio station, I learn something every time I'm on here. So, you know, that's what I like to input, real talk. You know, I appreciate all the love and support and all the information you guys give me, man, because I'm telling you, this is like school, hip-hop 101 right here at this radio station.
Okay, with that being said, Most Cool like showing his Halloween in the summertime, we gonna play some music. Here's MC Frost, y'all.
Yeah. See, ladies, we're about to try something new tonight. We're gonna leave the C-Class parked in the garage, and we're about to jump on this horse. So I need all my ladies to saddle up. Let's go.
You alright, girl, so settle up. I'll be your horse, girl, so be
Hey, hey, it's your boy K Diddy back in the building with Most Cool. Y'all listen to I Am Indie.biz. And that was your boy MC Frost. Boy, we can't wait for the whole album. Y'all be hearing that on World Movement Records, too. Yeah, that was another hot joint by MC Frost. Most Cool. We got some people with their hands up, man. Let them up in here, man. Let's see what they got to say, man.
Give me a second here. I got 669. I got 760927 and 76596. I'm gonna let y'all in, so be polite. Everybody talk together. Can't y'all all get along? Meanwhile, I'm uploading some new music here that we're gonna play. I'm gonna surprise you with. So I got 760669, 760927, and 760596. Y'all just introduce yourselves, and K Diddy, you take it from there while I upload these couple of songs.
Yeah, talk to us. Let us know what's happening, man. Let us know what's happening, man. Speak up.
Hi, this is Cindy. I want to hear MC Frost. It's called Broken Hearted. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, Cindy? Welcome to I Am Indie. This is your boy, K Diddy. Nice to have you call in.
Let me see. Broken Hearted, Most Cool. You got that one up?
Yeah, that's track three, I believe.
Yes.
We see that's track three?
Yeah, I believe so. I appreciate all the fans out there, by the way.
Yes. Hey, can you hear that other missing you?
Yo, yo.
Hey, can you hear that other missing you?
I'm going to let you know, man. It looks like a good show, but hold on right now.
Hello, want to hear Broken Hearted?
Okay.
No. We're missing you.
Can you hear what happened? It sounds like somebody's walking on your microphone, man. What's up?
No, I'm trying to find her. Are you looking for that song for the request the young lady just asked for?
What was it called?
Broken Heart?
Broken Hearted. Well, first of all, you got to tell me who you are, because I might not even like you to play the music. Because who are you?
This is Cindy. This is Cindy from California.
Cindy from
California. And I want to hear the song from MC Frost. Broken Hearted. This is the third time I requested. Thank you.
You got to say, your check didn't clear, sweetheart. The check didn't clear, Cindy. Frost, which song is... hold on. Let me let Frost in. Frost, which song is Broken Hearted?
Okay. First off, it's number three, and I appreciate that a lot. She seems like a motivated person that really wants to hear it. That's track three.
Okay, I got track four, five, and six. Hey, Diddy, what happened to you?
Everyone wants to hear it.
Everybody wants to hear it. Okay, we're going to get to it in a minute. I'm looking for it.
We're all waiting, right?
It sounds like a whole bunch of people waiting.
That's right, bunch of beautiful girls.
Yeah.
That's right, beautiful. From California, right, girl?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
California.
Where are you from?
California.
Where are you from? We're waiting. Yeah.
Can we play another Frost while we're looking for this particular one for you? Cindy.
Hello. Hello.
Cindy?
No, this is Cindy. Hello.
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 Here we go.
Got the microphone, so I'm tearing it up. Got this rap dream, so I'm never giving it up. Got your head spinning like you're drunk off the first cup. Skills coming out so fast, better duck duck like a mag pointed at your buck buck. Me never losing, so I never had bad luck. You better back it up like a mad truck, cause I never gave a mad fuck. Got your voice stop reading like you got bad asthma. Lost the only girl in my world, that was Samantha.
I am so sorry, that was not number three.
I don't think you loaded number three, man.
I thought I did. It showed me it there. Well, I'm so sorry. That was not number three. I'm trying to scroll through all these songs, man.
I hope y'all record this because he actually apologized for something. So I hope somebody's getting this on tape. Yeah, this is, like, unusual.
Well, K. Diddy apologizes all the time.
Yeah, like, right.
You know, people are like, you just don't realize that. But it's okay. I'm trying to find number three.
It's got fire.
I'm trying to find number three. Okay. Obviously, the system didn't load number three. We have four, five, and six. And would any of those, is Cindy on the line with us, man?
Yeah, hold on, let me get Cindy. Cindy, is that you? Cindy, is that you?
Say what?
That must not be Cindy. Oh, there you go. Cindy, is that
yes.
you? Let's see. Cindy must be at 686. Cindy, is that you?
No, I want to hear I'll Be Missing You.
You know what?
Or MC Frost.
Okay, I tell you what we're gonna play. We're gonna play an MC Frost song. Have you
number
you
five? Play we're number play, five, Red.
We're gonna play number five, and if that's not the one, guess what?
What I want y'all to do for me right now: close your eyes, bow your head, and know the person that you lost, you never lost. Right there in your heart, and that's real. I wrote this song for my best friend's dad. Ever since he left, it's been so sad. Sitting reminiscing, and I still don't understand why did God take away your hardworking man? He did whatever he can to be the best father on this land.
Erk, dude, we played that one. Okay, hold on. While we work this out, I got Lonnie on the line. Lonnie gave us a song. Lonnie gave us a couple of songs. One is called Fire. So Lonnie said that Fire was considered actually for a movie. So we're going to play Fire while we look for the other song. Want to hear it? Here you go.
With the fire. Fire, turn the lights out, grab your drink, it's time for the dance.
right in with I Am Indy with your boy K Diddy and Most Cool playing independent music and answering questions and talking about the state of the business. So if you got any questions, hit us up. Want to holler, hit us up, 347-308-8747, and hit number one two times so we can let you up in here. Hey, hey, is that Frost, 669?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. I'm still right here.
Yeah, man, I apologize, man. I thought we uploaded that song, man, but I guess we didn't, man, so we definitely going to have to get that one up for you.
No problem, no problem,
number
man.
Number three, man, I hate we didn't have that, man, for the request, man, but we'll definitely make that all good, brother.
Did he apologize again?
Well, we're going to be able to give her a finished CD real soon here, Frost, so she can hear you in full effect. That was a sound effect that we heard about the apology, you know what I'm saying? Cause
that was a what?
But anyway, before we get started, I'm gonna do a shameless, shameless drop, and I'm gonna play some of my music. How about
wait, wait, wait,
that?
wait, hold on. We got a guest, man. Before you do that, hold on.
Yeah.
We got a guest.
Yeah.
We got Lottie's called all the way from New York, man. And Lottie sent us a song. Frost, if you want to shoot me that, KDD, if you want to shoot me that that MP3, I'll go ahead and get it loaded before the show is over. I can load it up real quick. But I want to give a little bit of love to Lonnie because he called all the way from New York. And he's got a song called Revenge of the Fallen.
Lonnie, you're a singer, correct?
Lonnie, tell us about Fire and tell us about Revenge of the Fallen, man.
Fire was just our little club kind of track. You know, we had some places in Orlando, Florida that wanted to play us, so we made some dance kind of tracks. Usually we don't do that, though. We usually just do, like, some kind of hip-hop hybrid, you know, like, because I play guitar and bass and keyboard, so I kind of just do whatever I want musically, but vocally, you know, I initially started out doing hip-hop, like, 12 years ago. I was a rapper, and then I started singing, and I started doing all this other stuff, so, I mean, pretty much all of our music is just, like, fusion. We don't really have anything that's clear, like, this is hip-hop, or this is rock, or this is anything. Or, you know, house or nothing like that.
So, what is Revenge of the Fallen? What does that fit? Is that like your usual hit type of thing that you do? Is that what your usual joint, or is that something else?
Revenge of the Fallen. That's actually the song that was gonna be in a movie. They were considering it for the Transformers 2 soundtrack, but like I said in the email, you know, a signed artist came last minute, and you know, they're gonna choose a signed artist over someone that's not signed because it's, you know, it's more certain to be sold that way, you know, on the album. But
you mean
they
you mean
like,
mainstream?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, don't you hate mainstream?
Well, with mainstream, you know, it's all about the politics anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just trying to minimize the whole risk factor.
Yeah, so, I got that whole thing out, but we were that close to being on it though.
Well, that's okay. So we take it over the industry, right? Right, the KDD, we take it over, right? So
Absolutely, won't
be no more of that, man. You're going to be able to get on based on the merits of your talent. So we're going to play Revenge of the Fallen. Frost, dog, send me the MP3s. You know, I'll get them up. I don't want to hear KDD apologize one more time because I'm going to throw up.
Let me tell my boy Lonnie, World Movement Records is a full-service label, and we are independent. So, you know, you can always send your stuff to us unsolicited. You know, we would definitely listen to what you got.
WorldMovement.com. WorldMovement.com. And he will apologize.
especially if I make a mistake, which I don't make many. So, you know, I do find it hard since I don't have a lot of practice in that area.
I know. God must be like doing a Job number on you, dude, because you like you apologize like two or three times in this one show, man, in 2 hours. That's like some kind of record. Anyway, I'm going to play Lonnie, and then I'm going to see if Frost can get me his stuff over. If anybody else wants to send any music for me to play, it's Reg, R-E-J-J, at IEA, That stands for Independent Entertainment Association. That's Reg, R-E-J-J, at IEA.biz. And we're about to hear Revenge of the Fallen. Here it goes.
Oh, the group is the...
Dude, I got to stop, but the group is what?
The Equinox.
The Equinox, Revenge of the Fallen. So we'll start it over. See that? I can drive from this side. I don't know what's up with KDD. Bass.
Boy, I can drive too.
Yeah. That's what they say. Anyway, yeah. All right, we're going to play Revenge of the Fallen. KDD say he can drive, but that has yet to be proven. So we're going to play Revenge. I'm loving this. I love being in the driver's seat. Revenge of the Fallen. I saw how that could work. Did you see the Transformer movie, KDD?
I was trying to hear the last of the music. Sound like it was in the fence on the line. Was that just on my end?
I think that was just on your end. Did anybody else? Hold on, let me get a line in the line. Lonnie, did that yeah. did was that clear on your end, man?
It was kind of cutting out.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it was doing for me too. I'm like, what's up with that?
Like, got a whole actually, not kind of. It was cutting out a lot, actually.
Yeah.
We'll have to come back and play it next week. We got a bunch of people that want to say something about it.
Yeah, we'll definitely play it again for you, Lonnie. I don't want to apologize again because I know I did it.
Please don't, man, because my trash can is all the way across the. My trash can is on the other side of the house, dog.
I don't want to make Most Cool feel like I've got a soul, a conscience already because, you know, entertainment professionals aren't supposed to have that, but don't believe that shit, man.
That's right, man. I almost thought you were human for a minute. We got a bunch of people who want to comment on that. We got a bunch of people with their hands up.
Well, let them up in here, man, and let us keep it rolling, man. I'm feeling this music, man. I still finna play my joint, though, because I feel like everybody needs to let it go.
That's true. I got 760-247, you're live. 760-669, you're live. 702-205, you're live. If you got music or something playing in the background, turn that off. Thank you.
Hey.
What, you having a party over there, girl? What you doing? What you got? You got a pole in your room? Sounds like you was doing some pole dancing. What's going on?
We got a couple poles and some bears, some naked girls.
Maybe. I got some dollar bills. Katie, you got some dollars? You got some singles, dog?
Hey, I just wanted to know if we could hear Frost again. We were listening to his music, and it sounded pretty good.
Okay. We got some Frost.
Frost.
Yeah, which one you want to hear? Because we only got a couple of Frost.
Everyone, I think all of them are awesome.
So, well, Frost, I think you've been putting some fives. I think you, Doug, I think you've been, like, throwing fives or 20s or something. Cause they, like, all in the Frost.
Oh, man, I think last week at the House of Blues when I performed, man, we had to get security to get one girl. She's like a stalker, man. She's at every show, and she tries to jump on stage and she tries to pull me off stage, man. I need security around me all the time for that girl.
Well, evidently, your check cleared with her. Evidently, evidently the check cleared. Let's play number six and see what that's up. KD, are you all right with that, or do you need to play something? You need to step in front of Frost, or can we play some Frost?
Play some Frost.
Yeah, go ahead and play some Frost. I'm giving you track three right now.
I'm going to play track six, and hopefully we haven't heard that one yet. So here we go.
Well, man, we play five again. I really like that one.
I truly don't know what happened to the music, man. What's up with that?
I want to welcome y'all to Club Coffee Smoke. Y'all make some noise over here, y'all. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, hey, it's boy K. Diddy back with you on I Am Indy, and that was Ghetto Hippie with Let It Go with some live horns jumping off, something that people don't really use too much no more. But welcome back. Hit us up at 347-308-8747 and push number one so you can join in and have a word. And we have a special guest today, MC Frost, sharing some love with you. Frost, what's up, babe?
Hey, man, all I got to say, that last joint right there, that gave me competition, man. That's fire right there. I like that.
Yeah, that was ghetto, man. We had that record out, Ride and Load, it went real big for us, man. That gave us the platinum joint, you know?
Most definitely. I could definitely recognize that, man. Now, who produced that out, that track right there?
One of my other groups called the Wild Bunch produced that, which is a 16-piece hip-hop band.
Okay, yeah, I can really enjoy it. It sounds like something I put in my car and listen to, man. Real enjoyable, I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's some of that old-school stuff, man. You know, when I do, you know, like some full-blown rhythm tracks, man, I like to have a whole complete rhythm section, you know, a complete horn section to do it. Just give you that whole fat feel. No.
Definitely. I would love to collaborate like that. Maybe I could give you some of my new school and you give me some of your old school and we'll just blend it all together.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, it's on and cracking, bro. We definitely going to do the thing. I'm gonna hit you with something else, man, while we listen to good music, man. Hang on. I'm going to let you hear a little something else, man, so we can keep the show moving like this, man. I also got some Tweed Cadillac and King T, man, which I'm going to hit you off with, too, and I know you know the brothers play a ham. So hang on and let's roll with us right here on I Am Indy, World Movement Thang.
As it sounds, and the mouth is set upon. beautiful as the music is, still getting played. I can pick up another sax at any time after my first track is laid. I cleverly play my first note, one at a time, song by song, so I won't get mixed up and my notes won't be wrong. I gotta keep my lips tight so my song won't be sloppy. I can play as many saxophones as I want. I mean, who gon' stop me? Knick-knack, paddy-whack, you can give them all the bone. Change the songs, you can play them all like saxophones. But remember, when you're ready to play a real love song, all your saxophones gon' be gone. So what are you, the player, play the sax, getting played, laid, or getting paid to get laid, baby? Play on, player. Play on, play, yeah.
Biz 347-308-8747. If you got something to say, hey, hit 1-2 times and we'll let you up in so you can speak your piece. So Frost, I know you're there. Tell us what you're doing, man. I know you got some shows lined up.
Most definitely. Out here in California, man. Actually, Tweet Cadillac. We had a show a couple months back. He didn't show up like always, but you know he had a lot of other things going. He got bigger things in his life. I have this little venue out there off Sunset Boulevard at the Blue Monkey. Rick Hard was promoting that show, and you know he's going to be a special guest appearance. But he never showed up, man. Everyone was waiting for him. You know, so we're out here trying to do our thing, man. We're trying to get him back with us. You know, he's out here, you know, close in town where I'm at, so. Hopefully, me and him are going to back, you know, go back to collaborate.
Oh, for sure, man. Let's hear a little bit of a Tweed Cadillac with King T, man.
Hello, world. I'm finna act a fool with the trifling, almighty King T, one of Compton's finest. I go by the name of the party rocking player from the original Pinot Flair's clique. Ask your daddy about me. If you don't know, ask your mama to ask your daddy about me. Tweet Cadillac, baby.
So many girlies on the corner, scoping out a mat. See, baby, don't stack with a hell of a gap. So I'm pulling through the gun to get the honeys all around. Sun about to set, play about the ground on a freaky deaky bitch. I'm charging by the amps, popping these shoes in a full tank of gas. Funky fly clothes, armor all bows. Let back my moon, wave at the hoes. Let them know that I love them. I'm flipping one above them. I find them, fork them, and jump them. And keep watch the suckers who bang and try to peep my game, cause it ain't no thing for me to hit my feet, pull a Glock, bust a shot on a Chevy looking Chevy. So when you see me rolling by, you better not try to pull a move on a true or you will die.
You think you're rolling in a big bag?
To be
meaning? What's the meaning? California takes through your region. Whoever's disbelieving, fool, trace these steps. Sweet Cadillac and King K, nigga. We's vets, it's going down. The word all around, compound. I'm connected with that $1 million sound. Now watch me just clown. Trying to buy that 10-acre ranch. Trying to buy food with these stamps. The West Coast camp, what? Strictly out for the money. And I ain't even trying to be funny, but I rock mics well. Passionate as Patti LaBelle. When I yell, ask them to die in the tail. I leave them laying in their hood and their trunk tied up. For messing with that stress, here's the chronic fired up, nigga. This situation's too hard for sipping. But my nigga Tweet Cadillac told me to keep it.
Wanna donate as I walk their ass up in the bank. Smear relish on these hoes. Get them out their clothes behind closed doors with these flows. P's up, G's up, we's up. Folks up, baby. Ride these nuts. I hear y'all rappers, all that shit whack. Give me that track, you only got no fucking cap. Take 3 cents back, put on that tip pad. Come up out that lag, show a nigga how to match. Count money precisely. Conversation to quit, the bus I bitch with a grip. Playboy rabbits on my OG jacket. I'm too cool to buy this grubby, goddammit. He's the one who serve the curve. Party rocking player international. I put the smash down. King T, Peter Slayer Ham, and I. S. Roy, he should be remarkably flawed. People say Tweed went Hollywood. I had the Soul Train girls up in Hollywood. I used to skip school, ditch up in Hollywood. When it come to Hollywood, I can write a book on the things I seen, what I did. I used to sell bud to the movie star kids.
You think you're gonna need a big name? Come on, let me show you how to do it.
Yo, it's your boy K Diddy back. That was Tweed Cadillac from the original Penthouse Players Click with Eazy-E, DJ Quick, AMG, second to none. Compton's finest.
And I can respect that old school. That was hot. I like that a lot.
Yeah, boy, that's the Compton sound, that West Coast, the West Coast flavor.
Most definitely. You can also check out Tweed Cadillac, YouTube.com. He gave me his email. I didn't have it by hand, but sure I could bring it by.
Let me do one of them shameless plugs. You can also go to worldmovement.com and pick up Tweed Cadillac's new album, Toast to the Fools, worldmovement.com. All over the world, anywhere you look at it, Google it, you'll find it. Toast to the Fools by Tweed Cadillac on World Movement Records. That's your boy. Hit him up. He's moving units like crazy all over the world, especially in Asia.
They like that Compton flavor over in China, huh?
Yeah,
that's like people in Compton like Chinese food. I guess it works out somehow in some comic kind of way.
I don't know, but whether you know it or not, man, that's a huge market for hip-hop and rap now. I mean, they're doing more there, actually buying more hip-hop and rap than you would imagine. You know, and that's where all the mad DJs are with the mad equipment, you know. They're really, the whole Asian culture is really into hip-hop and rap, you know.
Yeah. Hey, man, is that your mad Doberman out here in the background?
I don't know, man. It might be my man eating fish, you know. I mean, he's been having voice lessons here lately, so, you know, he don't want to do the normal thing. You know,
I hear that. I hear that big powerful yip 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 in the background there. I just wonder.
You don't want to swim around like most fish, you know.
I got you. How's your submarine? But never mind, that's another subject.
That's another subject, another show, man. But let's keep it moving with the music, babe.
Okay,
I emailed you those songs from Frost, so you should have them.
Okay, but I got 10 minutes to get them up now. You know, jack me up. All
right, well, we'll keep it moving then. We'll just play something else. Frost is rolling with us, so we'll play some more music, man. We'll just
hold on, Frost
up.
Got, let's see. I know you want to play some Jill. I got track 3. Oh, we got the infamous track 3, the famous, infamous track 3.
Yep.
Let me see if I can get track 3 up. You want to play something short? Play a little Jill Rock. Play something for me while I get track 3 up.
How about this? Let me go with this because I like this one, man. Because I mean, everybody can relate to this, and everybody could deal with it. And so when you hear this song, I know you can relate to this one. And I won't even tell you the name. I'll let you figure it out.
Yeah. What's the name of track 3, Frost?
Turn out this way. Something just don't matter. mama, same old jumba.
They can't seem to get away from me,
same old jumba. Please save it for your mama, same old jumba.
Save your jumba, save it for another time,
same old jumba. Please save it for your mama, same old jumba.
I can't seem to get away from it,
same old jumba. Please save it for your mama, same old jumba.
Save your drama,
same old jumba.
Boy, that's one of my favorite songs, too. I'm sure y'all can relate to that one. Boy, say that drama for your mama. Boy, that was right on the spot. What's up, y'all? It's IamIndy.biz, 347-308-8747. Hit the number 1-2 times if you want to say something. This is your host, K. Diddy, also Most Cool. Live and in the building. Now we're in the country, actually, because the buildings are too small. So what's up, y'all?
I'm working on trying to get Frost number 3 song on. My computer shows it's up. You might be able to see it. I don't see it yet. We might have to wait till next week. I got a Frost number 3. I'm not seeing it yet. So you might want to choose something to close out with. We got Frost on 760-669. Frost, you got your hand up. You want to say something?
Yes, most definitely, man. I just had some interference. My phone cut off, man, so I'm back on. Yes, maybe next week we can throw on that track. I'll definitely send some more material so we can get this all loaded for next week. But I appreciate all the fans out there and all the listeners. And next time we'll get you a good show, guaranteed.
Okay.
All right, brother. It's a pleasure having you, man. And like I said, we're going to be able to hit the fans up with the full CD here shortly, man. So I know they're going to be in tune. They're going to be listening for you, man. And we'll definitely keep them updated on the next appearances so they'll know what's happening. And we want to definitely thank all you listeners for taking time to join us and listen to some of this indie music on IamIndy.biz. And we're going to keep it rolling with something like this. And for all y'all that could relate to this here, here it is. Check it out.
Makes a man feel good, baby.
I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Cause you will tell me every morning, ooh, all right, babe. Oh, yeah, oh, baby, oh, darling, all right, right. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Ooh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, darling. All right.